This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy.
We're here today with Anant Gupta. How are you, Anant?
I'm good, thank you, Robert. And how are you?
I'm doing great. And you all listening in will love this interview. It's with a company called HCL. And this is one of the largest companies in the world. It is one of 8 tech companies that have over $1 billion in profit, over $5 billion in revenue, and over $15 billion market cap, and 105,000 or 106,000 employees, actually. But what we're going to talk about is first its organization and its unique culture, and the second thing is a fascinating and very powerful new alignment that it has with the largest sports organization in the world, Manchester United. And then we're going to hear about a new insight of what the enterprise in the 21st century will look like. So let's start off, Anant. Let's talk about HCL and what the organization really is and how you differentiate yourself.
Sure. So I think, you know, if I just roll back to the mid-2000s, when we were looking at the entire IT industry, global marketplace, in terms of what we should be doing and not doing, right, we found that, you know, there are a number of larger tech firms in the world, right? By, you know, whether it was in different areas of application development or infrastructure management or BPO. So we said, you know, if we focus on certain niches, we'll obviously be able to put the money in the right area and make those businesses grow, but would that still differentiate us from the rest, right? So yes, having a niche service offering which is differentiated is one element, but then what else could we do to make ourselves differentiated in the marketplace? So we really came up with 3 different themes which we made as a DNA within the organization as really as true differentiators for us. The first was around trust through transparency and flexibility. That's the way we do business with our customers and partners. Second, around employee first, customer second principle. And the third really being around ideapreneurship and how we can have both a structured as well as an unstructured way to deliver ideapreneurship within the organization.
Could you just talk about the word ideapreneurship? It's a different word than we've heard anywhere.
Yes, so should the objective of innovation be with only a few people, or could it be with a number of, you know, employees, like a large set of employees? So how can we create the a philosophy and a ways of working where every individual can innovate, has an ability to give his or her idea, and then it could be channeled in to the customer or to the business as required, right? So how do we create a platform where the person who is operating it and who's at the interface of our customers' employees, that's the zone of value, right? It's not the management organization where the value zone is. The value zone is in the interface of our employees and our customers' employees. And therefore, if we have to create a system where we can get all that innovation out, I think we would have done well. Because then each individual is, you know, can contribute, so the I becomes very strong, and then he or she believes that, you know, he or she can make an impact. And that's what we did.
And that's very much in line with your philosophy of culture. And I know with 106,000 employees, you're definitely the only technology services company that has as a business differentiator the culture.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said earlier, Robert, you know, you can beam investments and resources in areas you want to focus on, or, you know, pull them out from areas you don't want to focus on. But how do you create this culture where, A, there is a win-win relationship between, you know, our customer and HCL, where we have a longer-term relationship, which is not just based on contract, which is where we then architected all these three DNAs into one larger theme called relationships beyond the contract.
Relationships beyond the contract. Yes. Very interesting. Describe what that really means.
So it really means that, you know, it is, you know, in businesses today, right, I don't think we can, you know, none of us can forecast 5 years down the line, 7 years down the line, what will happen, right? So do we in the business of IT outsourcing, which we are in, expect our customers to have a completely inked to the T deliverables, which they will stand by for the next 3, 5, 7 years. So how in an operating model you can make it flexible without always going back to the you know, the contractual or legal connotation? How can two mature teams discuss what is fair and reposition very quickly to deliver whatever is needed for the business in a volatile market? So that is really what it is. It's not about discounting. It's about being aligned with the same objectives of our customer's business. And that's what we try to create as a culture in terms of how do you push the envelope further beyond just what you're contracted for.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of enterprise. We're here today with Anand Gupta, who is the CEO of HCL. And actually, as we sit now, we are in Old Trafford in Manchester, United Kingdom. And there is a new alliance that was just really announced. And this is with the largest sports organization and, according to Forbes, by far the most valuable, with 659 million followers. Talk about exactly what that alliance is.
So, first of all, it's a you know, we're extremely excited with this partnership. All right, you know, in our belief, it would, you know, take our offerings around what we call as beyond digital to the next level, right? Because at the end of the day, beyond digital, I mean, is not just about creating a great front end. It's about how do you, you know, create value in the entire value chain. How do you digitalize that so that an organization can become faster, more cost effective, more efficient, but at the same time, most importantly, create higher experience for their users, all right? So I think it's therefore centered around the experience that will be delivered. Now, Manchester United obviously is a great institution. It's, you know, an iconic institution, and I don't think it's about how they need to change their messaging. It's about in the methodology or the use of new technology in the ability to reach out to 659 million followers in 200 countries, 27 languages, right? So how can you leverage technology cost effectively to continue with the great track record of what they call as, you know, fan retention rate? They have a 98% fan retention rate, which, you know, besides the other metrics you mentioned, is again a very strong lever. So how can they increase the experience for those followers, their fans, is really the key of this initiative. So the partnership is about setting up what we call as a United Experience Co-Innovation Lab at Old Trafford. You know, Manchester United has been kind enough to, you know, and the seriousness with which they plan to take the digital initiative by actually having their old boardroom available for the United Experience Lab. So that's a big thing, right? Because that's where all the historic signings of players, etc., have happened. So to make available that space for the lab is extremely critical. Now, what's different in that lab? It is about co-innovation. It was trying to get us, their stakeholders, involved in the innovation framework ahead of the game, whether it's fans, whether it's their partners, and whether it's, of course, officials of Manchester United, along with us, who can co-innovate on what is the most relevant thing needed for that segment. So the partnership will focus on building multiple engines, right from experience engine to the managed content engine, as well as the analytics engine, working in tandem, which then are enablers for Manchester United to deliver content, campaign, other media stuff to the followers.
And this is the first time. This has never been done in sports. Now, I know you've done this in business, in enterprise and financial services, but first time ever in sports, in the world.
First time in sports in the world and at this scale. Because, you know, when I now move away from experience to its impact on technology, the scale of this, the ability to to service such a large base will be different. The architecture will be different. The security involved, you know, and we all concerned about security and compliance. How would it ensure that it delivers this to all these various, you know, nationalities or followers of different nationalities in a very secure way? So I think the scale is also a big difference here.
You have about 1 minute before break. What is your vision of an alliance of this magnitude?
So it goes back to my, you know, our philosophy that in the next generation, in the 21st century enterprise, ecosystems are very important for the growth of any enterprise. So I think the enterprises will no longer, they definitely have to have differentiated products and services, but the value that gets created by creating ecosystems will be of a very different magnitude. And that's where we hope to kind of leverage Manchester United ecosystem as well to deliver greater value.
And we are speaking with Anant Gupta. We're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear more about this 21st century enterprise.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of enterprise. We are here today with Anand Gupta, who is the CEO of HCL. We've just spoken about a fascinating new alliance with Manchester United, where HCL will be the digital transformation partner. And I'm actually looking out on the field now at those official digital transformation partner, HCL. And you mentioned something when we were talking about, which is the 21st century enterprise. So before we get into principles that will drive the 21st enterprise forward, talk about the need for it. Talk about how many businesses would you say have failed, were in major indexes and no longer there? How many have evaporated because they have not evolved? Do you see that as a problem or not really?
Well, it definitely is a problem. I mean, we've seen that. And, of course, there are some segments of the market which are industries in the market which are more, prone to, complete from being a great brand to not just being there at all, right? Fundamentally, because their business is disrupted more by the digital channel, right? So, I mean, whether you look at the technology industry, laptops, you take mobile phone industries, you take other service segments. There are plenty where you have examples of firms which did not see some of the disruption happening. And B, they never created an environment of a very connected customer or fan follower base, if you may like, because that could have mitigated some of that, in my view.
Yeah, I think an enormous amount of companies, even 15 years ago, are not around today because they're not adapting.
True. Yep.
And I know you like the concept of disruption. Let's talk about the solution. To succeed in the next generation, and we have hundreds of thousands of CEOs listening in right now, what do they need to do? What types of elements and characteristics will they need to employ to change their organization?
So, Robert, I wouldn't try to prescribe a solution. Every business is different, and every CEO will have their own set of challenges and constraints and so on. But, from where I see it, I believe that there are, five elements that will define a 21st century enterprise. And I'm not trying to talk about the product offering itself, because that itself is, a dimension on its own, but more around the philosophy and ethos. So I think the first one really will be around an experience-centric organization, right? Which is, it's how do you revolve, it goes back to that Copernican revolution, right? Do the satellites revolve around the sun, right? And therefore, is the customer the sun? And therefore, anything and everything the ecosystem does revolves around him as the core of the experience that they will build for that individual. So I think that the first element is therefore around experience-centric. Pace at doing things, ease of doing things, ease of returns, ease of various elements in terms of making the entire interaction an element of wow. Okay, so I think that's the first one. The second is, and we've been talking about this, and we are a firm believer that, in our industry itself, which is the IT industry, right, from an effort or an input-based business model, you're really, we've been propagating an outcome-based business model. That is, you get paid when you deliver and not paid by the input or the effort that's put in. So more and more we see the 21st century enterprise having to create a business model which is outcome-based. right? And therefore, that creates a very different fundamental, saying, you know what, I put 100 consultants on your program, you need to pay me X multiplied by the Y dollars per hour. That won't work. It is, what did you deliver? What was the outcome delivered? And that's how I see the market move. And that's what will truly differentiate between the 21st century enterprise and someone else. I think the third key thing is agility and lean. So it's no longer about big. It's no longer about big. We've seen enough entities come in, disrupt completely. You need to be quick. You need to be lean. And therefore, yes, there will be, you know, organizational scale challenges, but they will need to be dealt with. It's not to say that there are no challenges because of the size, but they need to be dealt with, and therefore organizations will have to look at how to take what I call as end-to-end value chains and digitalize them and make the experience better.
Interesting. In that one, value chain.
Front to back, end to end, rather than doing piecemeal stuff there. And it's not going to be therefore an initiative of a day or of a month. It will be a journey, the corporations will have to work on to be able to do that specific, change their internal culture on that. I think the fourth one really is about, how do you create a service-centric organization? That still is a big challenge in a lot of markets, right? So I think that will become a very key thing. I mean, it's not that they're not, there are many successful companies do that, but it will be a lot more service-centric paradigm which is kind of coming in that enterprise. And the fifth, I would say, is, you know, it goes back to my earlier point, it will be, 21st century enterprises will create ecosystems of relationships to be able to deliver a magnitude, order difference of experience. So it's no longer about, and especially when you look at digitalization or if you look at Internet of Things, it's not one organization or one organizational capability that will come to bear. There will be ecosystems that will get created to deliver a much higher multiplied value.
It's really fascinating when you think about these five principles and how they can apply to anything.
Sure.
So you actually have introduced at HCL something called Beyond Digital, which is, in a sense, it's putting that into practice.
That's a great question, I think, Robert. So, when we looked at Beyond Digital and you said, is it only about trying to write a new front end? The answer is no. It is about how do you deliver, like I said, the front to back, end to end value digitalization. So in order to do that, I think fundamentally, let me roll back. Take HCL as a service provider. We have four lines of business. We have engineering services, the largest out of India, amongst the fifth largest in the world, where we do core R&D work on contract. There's a large IT infrastructure management.
And just
business.
Letting you know, we've just 1 minute left.
Sure. And the third one around application and the fourth on operations. So the question is, how do you bring these four competencies together and deliver an end-to-end stack, which is front-to-back, end-to-end, which is why we created this new, or we consolidated and created a new business unit called Beyond Digital, which can get the expertise of these diverse capabilities needed to deliver the true, digitalization journey for the customer.
Yeah, about 30 seconds left. The Experience Lab is just a fascinating concept. What's the future of it?
I think it'll only grow. So I think the core of an Experience Lab is a, co-innovation. Co-innovate with the stakeholders, which is our customer, their business, or their customers. Proximity, and therefore speed and agility. I think these are the characteristics of any co-innovation lab. We will only enhance the number of such co-innovation labs as we go along in this journey.
Well, great having you on the CEO Show, Anant. And anyone, if you want to learn more about that, just Google ANANT, GUPTA, and then HCL.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi,
Hi, welcome to the Customer Experience Show, where we interview the leaders who have reinvented the fabric of customer experience. From great service to predictive analytics, we'll talk about it all. We're Reese and Reese, your hosts, Robert Reese and Albert Reese. And remember, if you ever miss a show, just go to www.customerexperienceshow.com. Hope you enjoy. We're here today with Neil Sample, who is the president of enterprise growth at American Express. And we also have my co-host, Albert Reese. And we are going to talk a lot about customer experience. But the first thing I want to ask you is, enterprise growth is a very different type group than most organizations have. Talk about what it is.
Sure. Enterprise Growth was founded by our CEO about 5 years ago with the mission to fulfill on the promise that we become the company that disrupts itself. American Express has had a 165-year history of reinvention. That if you were a linear thinker, American Express starting in the freight forwarding business to becoming a commerce company and payments-related company probably wouldn't be obvious how you get from point A to point B. And we've done that over time through a cycle of continuous reinvention. So going from freight forwarding to traveler's checks to charge and credit to the mass affluent, and now with enterprise growth, focusing a bit more on the mass market. So what enterprise growth represents are two things. One, a series of products that are designed for new markets and new customers within American Express, but at the same time, it's almost a challenge to the company itself that this is a period of reinvention, of extension of our products and our markets, but also our brand and our promise. And so we exist to not only, again, incubate and develop new things, but also to help bring the company forward.
And so in a 165-year-old company, how do you really create a culture of innovation?
Well, it starts at the top. And again, you have to be willing to disrupt yourself. So when Ken says, we want to be the company that will disrupt ourselves, he takes that very, very seriously. We have innovation forums at the company where we look to our employees to actually bring forward ideas to us. We have incubation and lab types programs that you'll find within enterprise growth, for example. And there is a real focus on again, where is the puck going? What are the next opportunities? It's not about where we are today, but it's where we expect the market to be in 5 years, in 10 years, where we expect our customer expectations to change and how we can fulfill them now. And so, again, it's really about a message of innovation and a story of being willing to disrupt ourselves that starts all the way from the top and moves all the way through the entire pyramid of the organization.
So Neil, you're using agile development pretty aggressively within enterprise growth. Talk to us about agile development and how it's helping enterprise growth operate more efficiently and effectively.
Sure. You know, when I got here a few years ago, we used what was called waterfall development, and it's a fairly classic process. It has been used for a lot of years, really started in the construction industries, especially in things like building submarines. In those processes, the cost of getting something wrong is very, very high. But you got to get the hull right, you got to get the engine in first, and all the parts need to line up. For myriad suppliers, myriad subcontractors. However, what we do is a little different. We work on consumer products that at the end of the day are ultimately powered by technology, whether it's the technology that our network runs on or the technology that a consumer might use online, paying their bills or using an application. And so the ability to change your product very, very rapidly is there. The same thing wasn't true of building a skyscraper or building a submarine. And so what we've done is we've evolved our way of working to what we call agile. And so agile is a contrast to waterfall. But what we found at American Express is that it goes beyond just the software delivery, beyond just the bits and bytes that compose the products that we use. And we actually manage our entire business that way. And so our product managers are agile, our developers, our technologists are agile, but our business folks are agile as well. And we found that that's a way that not only can we be as responsive as possible to our customer needs, very short development cycles, But what's interesting is it allows us to test and learn very, very quickly. So it allows us to, for example, put a potential product out there in 2 weeks, and 2 weeks later start having feedback on whether or not we think it's the right direction to go. And so very, very quickly make decisions through a test and learn philosophy.
Going down a slightly different path here, the term financial inclusion, is that yours?
Well, financial inclusion is a very broad term. What it means is that we really want to take a look at our society in the United States and look at and ensure that folks are that they aren't being disenfranchised, that they have the same opportunities, that there's essentially a level playing field from a financial perspective. The reason, though, that it's important to what we do is that American Express has traditionally been known as an affluent brand, as an exclusive brand. But one of the things we're doing in enterprise growth is that we're actually taking a more broader perspective. We're focused on becoming, instead of an exclusive brand, an inclusive brand. Instead of being exclusively mass affluent, we're also taking a look at sort of the mass market. And so for us, financial inclusion means bringing everybody along, not only to their own end, but bringing them all along within American Express. And so the way that's materialized in enterprise growth is a real extension of our portfolio. So while we'll still have our signature card lines, things like the Platinum card and the Centurion card, you'll also find now that you could go into a Walmart and get a prepaid American Express reloadable card right off the rack. And that's a very different product and one that greatly extends not only our value promise, but our brand in a pretty significant way.
So following that a little bit, you're charged with innovation and driving innovation for American Express. Financial inclusion probably includes people you don't do business with today. How do you connect with that community of potential customers and understand what their needs are?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are two things. The first thing is to actually be where they are. And in order to be where the customers are, we have actually created, for example, the largest free cash reload network in the U.S. A lot of these places are pharmacies and drugstores and typical retailers. As I mentioned before, we're available in Walmart, we're available in CVS, but we're also available online. So we are where our customers are. Were where those customers are shopping, where they're carrying out their daily activities. And so that was the first thing, was placement. The second thing, though, is the ability to listen to them. We wanted to get the feedback from those customers. And so for our products like Serve and Bluebird, all of them are actually activated online. They're email verified, and they're essentially paperless products. And what that means is we have a digital relationship with those customers. And as they use our applications, as they use our web experiences and so on, we have opportunities to essentially hear what they're saying, both by what they tell us directly when they give us feedback in forums or when they call in or when they speak to us in their own voice, or when they tell us implicitly through their behaviors. We see features that they like and features that they don't. We see features that resonate and we see features that don't. And by listening to that implicit signal that you get in a digital environment, we can rapidly change our own products to respond to what the customers are telling us, either directly or through their behaviors.
And then thinking about your current customer base, I'm assuming you're able to get information and use that information to drive innovation within the existing customer base, too.
Absolutely. One of the things that we found is that the lessons that we're learning here are actually exportable to the entire business. Conversely, American Express has had a long history and a strong reputation for service. And we knew that we needed to maintain that service incentive and that reputation as we built these new products. But in delivering that service and delivering new products, we learned a lot about what it meant for folks to live their financial lives on a product, and it gave us some information. It told us a bit about our features. And so while Bluebird and Serve were initially digital-only products, what we've also seen recently is a relaunch, for example, of the American Express core application. And a lot of the things that we've learned are now available there. And so we find that both groups are benefiting, both the existing customer base and the new customer base, and they're benefiting from what we've learned from each.
About 30 seconds to break. when you're innovating, what is it that American Express would never capitulate on?
Well, there are a couple of things. First is essentially our brand promise, that as American Express, we think about our promise to our customer to deliver value and to deliver service as inviolate, that we're not going to do it on the cheap, and that ultimately any product that we deliver to market has to deliver value to our customer and has to fulfill on that promise of service.
Okay, we're about to take a break, and we're with Neil Sample, who is the president of Enterprise Growth for American Express. When we come back, Neil is a brilliant guy in terms of technology in the future, and that's what we're going to talk about. Back in a few.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese and Albert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're speaking today with Neil Sample, who is the President of Enterprise Growth at American Express. So let's talk about the direction that the world is going in. How would you say the digital world will change over the next 5 years? And 5 years is a big window.
That is a long time in the digital space. The thing I would say has changed the most recently and will continue to evolve very, very quickly is the notion of real time and essentially always on. So it used to be, if you rolled back the clock to the 1980s, even the 1990s and the early 2000s, you know, as American Express, we might only see our customers when they were actually at the point of sale. When they moved to a terminal, they were making a purchase. And then in a very analog way, we would mail them a bill. We would mail them a statement that was on paper. And they'd probably write a check and mail it back to us. And so we really weren't part of their commerce journey. We weren't available all of the time. And there wasn't really a two-way street for communication. But the thing that I see changing for us and for the rest of the industry is essentially this ubiquity, the availability of things everywhere, essentially being always on, and then the ability to get real-time feedback. So one of the things that we've done, it's an example of this, is the notion of the fraud alert. It used to be that at American Express, there might be a concern that there's, let's say, an out-of-pattern purchase. We used to have to then potentially turn off a card or try to make a phone call to a consumer who may or may not be available because they're at their home phone. But one of the things we can do now is we can actually send a text immediately to that consumer, and they can actually reply in real time to say, yes, in fact, this is me. I am making this charge or this purchase. Or they can say, no, it's not. And we can instantly solve for that consumer's potential friction right then. And that's an amazing difference that from a fraud perspective, you couldn't have imagined solving the problem even 10 years ago in a meaningful way.
This is Robert Reese and Albert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're speaking today with Neil Sample, the President of Enterprise Growth at American Express. We speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. And I want to ask you, when you talk about smart risk, you had a fascinating background where you you had your PhD from Stanford in computer science, then you even did work with the CIA. Talk about your insights and leadership philosophy on smart risk.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you know, risk taking is important actually in all business. You know, it's the kind of thing that we don't always think about. We always think that, well, we must be taking risk, and we can't be taking too much risk, but it's really hard to know where the right spot is. I think when I encourage my teams to take risk, it's always thoughtful and it's deliberate. But from a philosophical perspective, I encourage larger risk taking early on. And so from a personal perspective, that can mean when you're younger, be willing to take more risks in your career. If there's less impact if you fail, and there's a potential opportunity at even greater upside. But when you take that same philosophy and you carry it into a product, when you go out with your 1.0 product, you actually have more of an appetite. You can take more chances because you don't have a large installed consumer base that they're actually going to say, oh, this is for me or this isn't for me. You can get some really powerful feedback early. On the other hand, once your product has matured, you've got a large customer base that you've got a relationship with, you've got an obligation to, and they have expectations. And so the risk profile actually changes over time. It narrows. And so I think it narrows over time for products. It narrows over the time for people. And so my philosophy on risk is to take big risks early and then essentially be able to narrow your risk funnel over time.
So taking that back, and you were just talking a moment ago about the fraud alert, you know, those are things you continue to bolt on to some of your more mature types of products and offerings. And actually, I've seen those, and they are, it's much better getting that message than having the card shut off when you're sitting somewhere else in the world.
Yeah.
You guys, American Express knows probably more about me than anyone else in the world. You know my spending habits, you know my patterns, you know where I am at any point in time. And I've noticed, you know, I get alerts. It's almost a little creepy sometimes. You're here. We have a restaurant nearby. You can use points if you want. Are you aware of this? How is enterprise growth harnessing that data and information to drive some of the innovation that you're looking towards?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. We call it our closed loop advantage. And so for American Express, not only do we know our customers, but we know our merchants very well. And we understand the relationships amongst one another. And what we've been able to do is actually leverage network effects that come from that closed loop advantage. And so the way I think of it is, whenever we add a new product to the portfolio, when Serve and Bluebird came onto the scenes, for example, a couple years ago, they already had the advantages of having that merchant network available, having the acceptance network available. And so even though we might have been seeing a new set of customers, we actually already knew the merchants on the other side. Additionally, when a new merchant comes online, we already know the customers, and we're able to marry those two things together. And so I do think there's a tremendous number of advantages that we have in this closed-loop model. We see it in the fraud alerts that you talked about. We know where folks are shopping, and you know, when you shop at a Starbucks in Manhattan, but then we see a flat-screen TV charged in Minnesota, we know that there's probably a problem if those happen within a few minutes of one another. That stuff's pretty basic, and we think very, very powerful to what we do. But beyond that, there's customization and there's personalization. There are recommendations that we can make, that we can see that you have a particular type of let's say eating profile, that you like high-end Italian restaurants. And so as a new one emerges in say, Manhattan, where we are today, we can make you a recommendation about that. And so I think that closed-loop advantage allows us not only to secure our network and to avoid fraud and to make things more safe and secure, but can also make it a little bit of a better place. You might be able to stumble upon something that you otherwise wouldn't find.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about consumers and how you interact with them and learn from them from an innovation perspective. You just mentioned the merchants. I think it's another great thread to pull here. Thinking about merchants, how do they drive innovation within your organization?
Merchant innovation is pretty remarkable as well. We've learned a lot over the years. We've evolved. American Express used to be very big in the corporate segment and was really more focused on travel and entertainment. But then we evolved into a very general purpose, an everyday spend type product. And a lot of that came from the information that merchants gave to us. They said, look, we want this card actually to be used more broadly, to be more generally. And so we find that the back and forth with our merchants is very, very valuable to them, but also informative to us. Can help us think about new product directions and things like that.
And there we have it. Neil, great having you on the Customer Experience Show. The world in the future, it's going to be about always on. So be prepared.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.